coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It's Thursday, November 4th, 2021. And, you know, again, I come to you with some bad news. Shelley Dizdar, the widow of Russ Dizdar, passed away this morning. And it is with just a heavy heart that we do this program today, tonight. You know... Hits just keep on coming, don't they? And I'm just really glad that we had the chance, Shelley and Russ and my wife and myself had a chance this, it was in August, I believe, or in September, early September, when they stopped over and we had a nice visit. But Shelley and Russ are together now, and we are at... We are a little bit worse off, I suppose. We're going to miss them. All right. This is really an important segment. Hour number one is going to be an exposure information download. I think Tuesday. It's going to be an extension of last Tuesday, the first hour of Tuesday. This is extremely important, I believe, what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to lead off with this. President. The Biden-Harris regime, specifically the puppet regime, Biden puppet regime, warned today that there would be Gestapo, well, that's my word, not theirs, planned inspections of workplaces and heavy fines to ensure business compliance with new coronavirus vaccine mandate, which is set for a January 4th deadline. So much wrong with that. I can't even get, again, a vaccine, not really. Mandate, okay, that's not a law. And, you know, for all the people on the left saying, hey, you know, Florida's interfering in small business or Texas or whatever state because, hey, we're not going to abide by the federal mandate. And all the people on the left saying, well, you're interfering with small business. Bull crap. This is what it's all about right here. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm fired up, and I got a lot of information to give to provide for you to show you that this is a planned genocide. This is nothing but a planned genocide, and I'm going to tell you exactly how you can tell. I'm going to give you the information. All right. First of all, we've got to understand that none of this is about health. And we've been in this boiling, this pot of warm, simmering, boiling water now for a long time. Just to remind everyone, you know, I showed this news clip about everyone reading from the same script. Well, there was one, I don't know who did this, I don't know who to credit. It's in the program description box at HagmanReport.com for this episode. This is just about the vaccine, again, the death jab mandate, right? That's what this is about. They're all reading from the same script, and this proves that, okay, you saw the bigger one, the longer one, about preserving our democracy. Again, it's not a democracy, it's a republic, but you understand. It's all the same words, it's all the same script. And when are people on the left going to wake up? Again, I believe it's time to wake up the lions, not try to wake up the sheep anymore. You want to be sheep? Great, fine. Just don't make me be a sheep because I'm never going to be a sheep. I'm going to be a lion. All right. So here is the vax message in the form of repetitive, you know, script reading, if you will. Different people, different stations, different networks, that is, and same subject. Watch this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katia Castillo, and I have been practicing OBGYN for 26 years. When my patients ask me whether they should get vaccinated against COVID-19, I tell them yes. If you're trying to become pregnant now, or plan to try in the future, you can get a COVID vaccine.
There's no evidence
that any vaccine, including COVID-19 vaccine, causes.
Yeah, get the facts. Get the facts. You get the facts, and they attempt to assail you as a conspiracy theorist. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what the difference between fact and conspiracy theory is? It's about 2 weeks now. All right, so you get the idea, right? So I don't think anyone has got to be convinced anymore that this is nothing but script reading. I don't think so. Now, I want you to take a look at this from the CDC. Now, before I go into this, I want to just tell everyone, think outside the box. You're going to have to think outside the box throughout this episode and throughout this segment, you need to think outside the box in order to protect yourself from what's out there. But I'll get into that in a moment. Again, think outside the box. Now, this is from the CDC. This is how, look, they're coming for your children, but they're using your children as well. Watch this. If you haven't seen this already, this is interesting. Watch this.
Getting ready to fight COVID.
All of us want to be superheroes. And the most important heroes are those that help others. This year, thousands of kids like us around the world joined the COVID-19 vaccine trial.
Kid power.
And when they did, they became all superheroes.
Ah!
To all the kids who volunteered, we'd like to say... Thank you for sharing your superpowers of...
Courage, trying new things.
The ability to save people.
The power to help people.
Helping not just yourself, but many other kids.
To not be scared.
Be strong.
Super brave.
Bravery and courage.
A superhero shot.
Helping everybody.
Fight coronavirus and help others.
You're helping the whole entire world.
Thank you. You are all superheroes.
Thank you.
Thank you, superheroes.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Brought to you by the fine folks at Pfizer. Yeah, I think Pfizer, what, made five, six, or I don't know how many billions of dollars. But you know, I mean, there it is. There it is. Pfizer sponsored that message. Now, you know, to tell you that this is not about health, this is not about your health, this is not about my health, this is not about saving people from a bioweapon. It's not that. This is about complete control. You know that. Otherwise, you know, wouldn't we be concerned about the 2 million illegals to 30 million illegals? The 2 million that came in the door, the back door here just this past year, wouldn't we be concerned about that? Because they're not required to get the jab. Wouldn't we be concerned about the 500,000 estimated homeless? They're not required to get the jab. How about the 8+ million Chinese students here at universities in this country? They're not required to get the jab. Foreign nationals. No. And you know who else is not required to get the jab? 14,000 employees of the FDA, 15,000 of the CDC, all 120,000 employees of Johnson & Johnson, all 1,500 employees of Moderna and 2,500 employees of Pfizer, 6,000 people who work at and around the White House and the White House complexes, and all members of Congress and their staffs. Nope. No mandates, no requirement. So you still think this is about health, right? It's not. Of course it's not. All right. You saw the script reading at the beginning. the hinky. And that ad, as an investigator, I look at that and one word comes to my mind, and that's hinky. That's a real word for investigators. You know, you get that hinky feeling. Well, I get that hinky feeling watching that. But then the exclusions, and of course, started out the program talking about the January 4th deadline for the mandates. The Biden-Harris regime are going to send out their enforcers now to make sure in small businesses that you comply, but they don't have to comply, but you have to comply. And if you don't, by the way, hey, $130,000 plus fine. They're going to make an example out of businesses. So this has nothing to do about health. Stay with me because again, you got to think outside the box. All right. Now you saw the ad with the children, right? Obviously. Sponsored by Pfizer. You saw the script reading by the paid doctors. I'm not talking about the real, true frontline doctors. I'm talking about the paid doctors paid for by the fine folks at Pfizer, the fine folks at Moderna, fine folks at J&J, right? I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about those doctors, you know, the ones that are enriching themselves off of this vax juice or this jab juice. And the people who are parroting this in the mainstream media, remember, follow the science, okay? Now, they're coming for your children. What has all of this done to the psyche of the American population? I'm tossing that out there. What has this done? Has this harmed us in any way? the propaganda, the ads, for example. And if you haven't seen that, look, I get it. But the fact is, mainstream media over and over and over and over. You got to get the jab. You got to get the jab. Oh, you got to get the booster. You got to get the booster for the booster for the booster. And it's going to keep coming and coming and coming and coming, right? You know that. No secret. What has this done? It has split this country really into two populations. The elite of the common population, the ones walking around with, I'm vaccinated, right? Or I got vaxxed or whatever. How wrong that is, but okay. And then you got the unwashed masses, the people who are, remember, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, right? Hang on. So what has this propaganda done to this country? Exhibit A, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Exhibit A. Let's go to clip. I'm surprising you with this, right? Let's go to, because none of this is in order. I'm going to clip 6. Eric the Tech, by the way, how are you doing? How are you feeling today? You okay?
Feeling good.
All right. See, we have to have a voice check because the people out there are going to say, hey, you know what? I haven't heard from him, and he's probably, on Oak 2, but he's not. So let's go to clip number 6. Did I say that? Yeah, clip 6. This, okay, now, we have been taught all of our lives, right, to respect people in authority. People, and by the way, I have no, you want to call me a boomer? It's okay. I'm okay with that. Baby boomer, boomer. I'm okay with that. You think it's an insult? Nah. Because I got some wisdom that you greenies don't have. And I paid for it, with life experience. But anyway, that aside. What's this done, this propaganda? And again, we've been taught our whole lives as boomers to respect authority, right? Have we not? Or that if someone is talking like a scientist or a doctor or someone in the healthcare, they know what they're talking about and there's no hidden agenda there. We've been told to kind of respect that as baby boomers in this class. How about people at the school board level, right? Well, they've proved themselves of late, but let's go to Norman, Oklahoma. This will be in the program notes, and this is clip number 6. Norman, Oklahoma school board. Against the backdrop of what you saw with respect to, the same script and the propaganda. Go ahead and play this one.
Just makes me furious that we're in this position. If I were a parent of a young child, I don't know what I would do. But I don't think we should put our parents in that position. And if there's any way between now and the beginning of school that we can get this changed, I hope we can, because it's just not okay for kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask. And when it comes down to it, it's possible. They will cause a death of another child because they come to school without a mask. That's not okay. I don't know what we can do about it, but I hope it's something. We've got to think hard and we've got to think fast. Thanks.
Did you hear that? Murder. Accusing your child of murder. Again, to allow that statement to go unchallenged is just unconscionable. You're not wearing a mask. Your child's not wearing a mask. Well, you're going to commit murder. I mean, you're actually, those are charged words, especially by somebody behind a podium, right? They're behind a dais or on a dais. So where does that leave the social media people, the people on social media who look at you like, hey, you're speaking out against the death jab? Oh, you got to follow the science. You're not following the science. What kind of response are we seeing now? This is not atypical. This is now becoming more and more and more routine. The divide is becoming much greater. And I'm going to explain why in the very short term here in this segment. Because again, this is important. This is all by design. This has all been planned out. The propaganda machine has been working on this, and each talking point has been massaged and tweaked a little bit. And I'm telling you right now, it's all by design. This is what we get now. Clip number 5. This is your typical social networking, social network person. This is where we're at. This is the result of what you just saw. Now this is the result. Go ahead and play clip 5. Oh, I caught Eric the tech by surprise. Actually, he's working hard there to get it to load. This is on social media. It's on Twitter. Go ahead.
Some good news. Kids can get the vaccine 5 and up starting next week. That's great news. And as soon as these guys can get it too, all bets are off. You anti-vaxxers, all bets are off. All bets are off. Yeah, if I can spread it like unknowingly after that, I'm going to sneeze on you. A lot of you. A lot of you. All bets are off because we're all done. We're all done with you. So as soon as these guys can be safe, screw the rest of you. Screw the rest of you because we're done. We're done. Yeah. Yeah. No more kind liberal here. Done. Sad thing is some of your kids will die, but I hope they don't. Maybe they'll just take your kids from you. That'd be good.
Exhibit A, folks.
Do you see the pure evil that runs through her eyes?
You know, I've said before, I've interviewed people in Attica, prisoners on Rikers, and they all have one thing in common. You're right. I mean, to me, it's look in the eyes. And for her to take joy or to wish harm on parents and their children, that's exhibit A of every clip I played or Eric played at my request. The propaganda war, This is where the war is being fought right now. This is an information war. It's a propaganda war. But this is the result. And it's a religion among these people. And look, I don't play these for dramatic effect. This is Exhibit A in the court of your public opinion. Seriously, you're rational, you're sane, you're sensible. You're not hypersensitive to emotion when we're talking like this. You can follow the science just as well as that, whatever that was, and perhaps a lot better, and perhaps much more researched. But do you see what's going on here? That's Exhibit A again. I submit to you Exhibit A. Exhibit B solidifies the fact that they're coming for your children. And again, I'm going to tie all this up with going through something here that when you see this and when you hear it, I think you're going to just be blown away. I'm leading up to something here. They're coming for your children. Clip three. This is compliments of War Room, Steve Bannon. But I want you to listen very carefully, because the target is your children. And then I'll tell you why afterwards. It may not be for the reason you think it is. All right, go ahead and play this clip.
By the way, so many things are happening. Monumental. A walkout day to day because of the vaccine mandates. Amy Villela is from the Children's Health Defense. They got this amazing book out from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about the real Anthony Fauci. You won't put it down. It'll lead to nightmares, but you won't want to put it down. Amy, what was the purpose? What did you try to accomplish today? How effective was it? And where do you guys go from here?
So today was the kickoff of our official worldwide walkouts, and we had 75 events nationwide, even some international participation, and people were in every city, every state, really coming out in droves, hundreds of thousands of people participation. The footage and the photos and the videos are still coming in. We still have people active today, and this really was a demand for our freedoms, to get back our rights, to say no to the mandates, no to the testing, no to the forced vaccines, no to the coercion, and for parents and people to really stand up, no employer mandates, and a right for their children to live free from this tyrannical overreach coming from pharma and our government.
Amy, did you find it a little ironic that the first thing, and I actually missed this call because I thought they'd do something else, the very first thing Biden and the White House came out with today, when after this crushing defeat across the board, it was a full rejection of the Biden administration, their policies, Nancy Pelosi, they're in a death spiral, his presidency is ending. They come out today, and they know that you're having this walkout on the day after this crushing political defeat. And the first thing they do is have this whole thing about the vaccines for the small children, and how basically they're leading that it's going to be a forced thing. Why did they do that, ma'am?
Well, yesterday was the ACIP meeting. It's continuing today as well. And they are approving it for the 5 to 11-year-old age groups. And it's completely medically unnecessary for these children. I mean, most of them have already had COVID and now have acquired natural immunity. They have potent and lasting antibodies, even if they were just exposed to it. But they are coming for the children. And what we are seeing right now really is this administration trafficking our children directly to big pharma. They are using coercive measures. They are using fear-based messaging, all underwritten by pharma and pushed out by mainstream media. And, you know, they're essentially just threatening the welfare and safety of our children. This vaccine is not needed for them.
Amy, how can people, I know you've got, so give the site, because you've got the 75 different locations. You've got footage everywhere. I want to make sure people get there and can share this knowledge and see what's happening and get more about what you're. I know you're going to do some in the coming weeks. Where do people go?
So worldwidewalkouts.org. This is where we're putting all the information about these efforts. We were out there today in 75 different events. It's going to continue again the 8th through the 11th of this month, again the 19th through the 20th, and then leading up to Black Friday as well. And it's important that people realize this is needed as a sustained effort and repetition. There's not one event or one group that's going to solve this. This is unity among so many groups coming together. And what was really beautiful to see when RFK put the message out calling everyone to do this, with all of the groups coming together, we have Patriot groups coming together, we have Unmask the Kid groups coming together, medical freedom groups, everyone is joining in unity with one common message that we do not want these mandates. People are standing up saying they're not going to have their livelihood threatened, their jobs threatened from them, and we don't want them coming after our children. So I really feel like the momentum's building, and we're going to continue to see that over the course of the rest of this month and see more and more participation coming in. So worldwidewalkouts.org, check back for more events and information.
All right. You can cut that right there. And, again, the entire clip will be at HagmanReport.com in the episode description box for today. Now, so I think I set this up pretty well. You've got the brainwashing. Again, the brain in the 20th and 21st centuries is the most washed organ of the body. It's not the hands. It's the brain. So we have the message out there. The script was written just like it was written back in the day when you saw everyone talking about the danger to democracy. Remember that clip? Now it's, You've got to get the vaccine. Again, not a vaccine, but you've got this mass delusion. You've got the propaganda creating this mass delusion. You got people whose minds are mush, who lack critical thinking skills in part, but they also are treated to this propaganda. You saw the propaganda. Hey, kids out there, man, you know, this heart-rending, isn't it? Okay. And, you know, you have classifications from COVID deaths, right? By hospitals. Okay. We know that there's a bioweapon out there. I can guarantee you that there is a bioweapon that's known as SARS-CoV-2 or the coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. Right. As well as the, what they call a vaccine, that's an additional bioweapon. Let me show you exactly how this works. So there's a national walkout, Children's Defense Network, national walkout. People are up in arms. By the way, the numbers, I will say this, the numbers of people objecting, saying, no, I'm not going to take this, are being vastly underreported. They're being hugely underreported. That there's just like the vote count on election day, you know, election desk, right? Don't believe them. All right. So what happens when you resist? At The Hague, you know, the birthing of the Nuremberg Code, right? At The Hague, well, they just announced additional mandates. So people were up in arms over that. Additional lockdowns, additional mandates, right? Hey, the vaccine, again, pardon my use of that term, that use goes up. But then so do the hospitalizations going up. But they say, well, the hospitalizations going up because of the people who didn't get the jab. Well, that couldn't be more wrong, and I'll show you exactly why. But when you protest, because this narrative has been created, this us against them has been created, look what happens, and this is at The Hague. Clip, sorry about that, clip four, when you have a chance. You okay? All right. Just checking. Sometimes I get them by surprise. But watch this. Again, this is, and we've seen this here in we've seen it in Australia, we've seen it in the UK. You're going to see this more and more and more and more here, except there's a difference. We're armed. And you mess with our kids? Not good. When you're ready, go ahead. Clip four. It's just, I just want to convince people. Folks, this is for your health. This is for your health. All right? You're getting beat because it's for your health. Remember that. It's all about health care. Remember that as you're taking blows from a police baton. Remember that as you're getting pepper sprayed. Remember that as you're getting beat to the ground. It's all because we want to protect you. We know better. You've got to wear a mask, and if you don't, we're just going to beat the living crap out of you. You see how this is all set up? This is one big setup. And oh, by the way, Steve Bannon, you know, God bless him, but I'll tell you what, Virginia to me, okay. Yeah, is that a kind of a mandate, if you will? And again, I'm getting tired of that word, against the Biden Harris junta regime. Yeah, I think so. But was it a victory? No. In the larger sense, no. My goodness. I'll take any victory I can get nowadays. I'll take that. But don't look at that as like a bellwether of future elections. Because after all, we know who counts the votes. We know that sometimes, you know, there's a gimme. Give you that. All right. So what's this all about? You know what it's all about, but how can you prove? For example, Thanksgiving, a couple of weeks, right? So your family comes over, and maybe half got the jab and half didn't. Maybe your mother-in-law is being obnoxious about it. You know, who knows? I mean, I don't know. But I know you know people who you've severed ties with, or, you know, you're on the ropes with, right? If you're like us saying, well, look, I got to follow the science. I listen to Brian Stelter. I listen to Don Lemon. I listen to, you know, people like Bill Gates and Fauci, and I listen to those people. I'm following the science. Actually, I'm a learned individual. And you should be too. And if you're not, we're going to beat the living crap out of you. Or after my kids get the jab, after I take them to get the jab, I sneeze on you. That's you. I hope you get COVID. I hope we get it. I hope you get it. And you see this on the message boards, and you see the pure hatred, you see the pure evil. Eric was right. Evil. Greg Hunter, you know him. He's been on this program before. He did just a marvelous interview with Dr. Elizabeth Eads. Did you happen to see this? I'm going to cite a couple of cuts from this. Again, the link will be in the program description box. All credit goes to Greg Hunter, Dr. Elizabeth Eads. But I want to point this out because there are numerous videos out there. I mean, just countless videos. But this kind of gets, it cuts a little differently, in my view. It cuts a little differently. This Dr. Elizabeth Eads has been a doctor of osteopathic medicine for 25 years. She's on the front lines. And you might say, well, she's not a scientist. Well, really? Okay. All right. She's more of a scientist than Fauci's a doctor, to be honest with you, in my view. Let's go to cut number one. We're going to start with cut number one. Now, this is about 6 minutes into the video, but you're going to get, as you follow along with this, you're going to get the idea. So let's go to cut number one, if you're ready. Go ahead.
Funding is in jeopardy of being pulled, and these doctors are being threatened with their jobs by not following and using this killer CDC protocol, which includes remdesivir, decadron, vancomycin, daptomycin, DMARDs, which are for rheumatoid arthritis, and of course the killer ventilation, when we know that ivermectin is on the NIH protocol. It's on the NIH site, and it's number two, table 2E, number two as approved for ivermectin to be used in the hospital.
All right. Remember Tuesday, first hour on Tuesday. And I think that's when this, I'm not sure if this aired on yesterday or Tuesday. I guess it might have been Tuesday that aired. Remember that page I showed you, the table I showed you, the second one down, ivermectin. And the title, well, you can see the title. This is by the CDC. Ivermectin is approved and or under review for the treatment of or the for COVID, for the coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2 to be precise. This is on the CDC's own website, NIH, their own website. Table 2E, characteristics of antiviral agents that are approved or under evaluation for the treatment of COVID-19. And look at the date. You can see the date. It's not new. But look at number one, remdesivir. Now let me, well, I don't know if she does this or not, but here is the CDC protocol, essentially, what is happening all across the United States, all across Canada, and that much I know. It could be happening in other hospitals throughout the West, but definitely here in the U.S. and definitely in Canada. You are infected with this bioweapon. You become sick. You go to the hospital. They send you home until you're really in crisis. You go back to the hospital. And then you're admitted. You're sent to a COVID ward or COVID area, depending on how the hospital is set up. And this is pretty much the way it goes. Where they give you remdesivir and another antibiotic, and that shuts down pretty much. That's like a killer. It kills your organs. Now this is if you don't have a patient advocate. Because I can guarantee you, and I talked to Steve Quayle earlier, at that point, you know, all you want to do is just, you know, you may not be making sense at that point, okay? So they put you on a protocol of remdesivir, another antibiotic, and put you in the COVID ward. So by putting you in the COVID ward, the hospital gets reimbursed for $39,000. By treating with remdesivir, I believe for a seven-day treatment, I think the hospital gets reimbursed just south of $4,000. And then as the remdesivir shuts down your organs and you get a little bit better, and then the antibodies, what do they call that? Cytokine storm? As that happens, they put you on a ventilator and then you die. Why? Because you're forcing air into lungs that's not the problem. See, getting air into the lungs is not the problem. It's the exchange of oxygen within the lungs. And that's as much of a scientist I'm going to be. But this is based on my research and investigation. But there's money to be had there. So why do the doctors and nurses, you heard just a little bit at the front end of that, and I would urge you to watch the entire interview. Look, the doctors and nurses have to, well, they don't have to, but they, if they don't want to hassle, they got to follow the hospital protocol, which is the CDC protocol. Because why? Because the reimbursement comes from the CDC or through the NIH, shall we say, and into the hospital budget. So there's money to be made, but not on ivermectin, although it's listed as approved, not on ivermectin. Okay. So you see where we're at now. Let's recap, shall we? Just real quick. You have the propaganda out there. Well, first you have the bioweapon, and that could be the shot or the virus or both. Okay. Then you have the spin. Then you have, a divide. Then you've got the mandates, and then you've got a divide over the mandates, over freedom. Then you've got the blowback, and then you've got the blowback from the blowback, and then you've got the blowback again. Then you've got insanity, which is where we're at now, which precedes really bad stuff coming. Oh, and by the way, this is going to exacerbate what we're going to talk about next hour. This is going to exacerbate the supply chain. This is going to exacerbate everything in the West. It's going to exacerbate everything in the West because they want to burn it all down. They want to burn this. They want to burn this down. If you haven't figured that out yet, they want to burn this to the ground. All right. Clip number or cut two on the same Greg Hunter interview. This is going to be a little longer. This is about 2.5 minutes. Thereabouts, or I don't know, maybe four. It's there. Listen to this and please listen carefully. And folks, share Greg Hunter's interview with this physician. It's important. Go ahead and listen.
It's experimentation. Where the MIT came out last week with an estimate of up to 500,000 deaths. They looked at all of the reporting agencies. They looked at CMS. They looked at Medicaid. They looked at VAERS. They looked at all of the reporting agencies, and their numbers are close to 500,000 deaths already. And we know that VAERS only reports 1%. CMS is only CMS Medicaid, those over 65, those numbers were pulled by Thomas Renz and a whistleblower, and they were 45 to 50,000. But we're looking at 500,000, and we're going into flu season now. And these people who received the jab, they have no immune system left. They are going to be mass deaths this winter. And I bet we're going to reach numbers in the millions.
That's what I'm hearing. I mean, you're thinking that this is like almost like having HIV. I mean, where you don't have any immune system anymore. Even though it's not HIV, it's...
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because what was found in the vaccine and in the parasite called Hydra vulgaris, which was spliced and translated into there, was HIV sequence 1 through 3, and AIDS, which is SV, AIDS was sequenced right into there. And we know that 5% of these vials circulating throughout the country in 13 states are causing the majority of the deaths. And we have proof from Dr. Cole and various epidemiologists and virologists and hematologists across the country that CD8 and CD4 cell counts drop drastically after the first, second, and third shot, which is consistent with immune deficiency, which is consistent with AIDS.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
You're telling me that, effect... I mean, I'm sure I'm oversimplifying this, but you're saying that
I overshoot that.
That 5% of these bottles,
okay,
5% of these shots gave people AIDS or AIDS-like symptoms or AIDS-like reaction.
Absolutely.
This is important.
Absolutely.
Right here.
Absolutely. Now, the vials, the lot numbers for the vials, this is breaking news. They went out to 13 states. They represent 5%. Of all of the vials in America. Pfizer lot number EK9231 has represented 3,500 deaths so far. Moderna 039K20A, 4,000 deaths so far. And the Moderna 041L20A was actually pulled off the market in California because of too many acute allergic anaphylactic reactions, but this wasn't pulled from the rest of America. And Greg, I got to ask you, what 13 states did these bad lots go to? I'm going to hypothesize they were red states. There's no FDA oversight. There's no DOJ oversight. There's no review board. This is premeditated murder.
All right. So did you hear that? One of the things that caught my attention is this. A couple of things. Remember I had done a Q-Files report, but I also talked about this here. The AIDS HIV debacle, not just leave it at that, health debacle, of which Fauci was front and center with the AZT treatment and such. Of the HIV carrying virus carrying individuals, it caused a lot of death. Isn't it interesting that the architect or the man that was front and center, that being Fauci, with AIDS and HIV is now we have, through gain of function, this is what Rand Paul was talking about, through gain of function study, okay, gain of function study, now we have Rand Paul asking Fauci, was gain of function study done? And he denies it. But then through emails and subsequent disclosures, he was found to be lying. So some $6 billion from the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, that's Fauci's baby, $6 billion in grants have gone to hospitals, universities, and other locations, including where this gain of function started here in the United States, University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Ralph Baric, EcoHealth Alliance or EcoHealth Alliance. That's the Anglo part of the Anglo-Sino bioweapon. Remember, Obama said, hey, under Obama, they said, nah, we can't do this here. It's just, no, we got to stop this. So they cut the funding, approval for the funding. But yet Obama, I think just a short time later, reintroduces, okay, yeah. And this is right before the 2016 election. So, yeah, okay, let's keep going. I think it was like in 2015. I've got the exact date here, but nonetheless. So you see where, so now this money goes over to Wu or goes through EcoHealth Alliance, through University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Baric, EcoHealth Alliance. And they have now, they have a bunch of people working on this gain of function, which means basically creating a bioweapon, taking a virus that is not ordinarily found in the humans, making it, tweaking it so it does infect humans, and making the lethality greater for humans. That's exactly what happened. Concurrently, it's interesting, if you look at the dates of the patents, and this, I went over this on Tuesday, the patents for the vaccine, as they call it, predate the outbreak of the virus. So some of the very people who are profiting today on the jabs were involved as well in the creation of the bioweapon. So you see this? I mean, okay. You just follow the money and you can see. All right. Again, HIV, that's important. Because what she said about the HIV insertion or the AIDS, the acquired immunodeficiency, creating the autoimmune enhancement. And I should say this, those jabs that you get, the first shot, it was found through studies at MIT, as she said. I believe this was on there. If not, you can watch the entire thing. The first shot reduces your immunity by 30%, the second shot by 50 to 60%, and the third one by about 80%. That's estimated with the boosters. It's estimated. So what's the goal here? Is it about your health? No, it's about beating the hell out of you into submission. It's about depopulation. And as people wake up and they say, no, no, we can't do this, you see what happens, right? You saw what happened at The Hague. You're going to see that here in the streets of America. And you're already seeing Biden say, we're going to come to your business and we're going to fine you out the wazoo, shut you down if you don't comply. Go to cut number two on this. It's good.
They're making $39,000 if the patient with COVID goes to the ICU and is ventilated. And they're making much more money on top of that. You can actually go to the CMS site and you can see all of the reimbursement codes and what is paid out to all the doctors related to COVID. And let me tell you what's happening. People are being tested at the door of the emergency room, whether they're there for COVID symptoms or not. They might be there for an accident. They might be there for a trauma. They might be there for a simple bronchitis. Everybody's tested. And then once you test positive, which, by the way, 97% of the PCR tests are false positives. It was never intended to be used for infectious disease. But once you test positive, you are immediately sent to a COVID unit, which reimburses the hospital quite a lot of money. And if you have pneumonia and you require oxygen, you're sent to the intensive care unit, which then gives them a higher reimbursement level. This is about money. And just following orders, nurses, doctors, pharmacists, will not get you off in Nuremberg 2.0.
All right. So I kind of introduced that, I guess, with the numbers, but you heard her say that. Those are the numbers. Now, what I failed to say earlier, about the 5%, the issue with the 5%, the vials of the so-called vaccine, which, again, not vaccine, but the vials, 5% of the vials in 13 states. Did you catch that? So, as she stated, surveillance of the distribution of this juice, this vaccine, found that 5% or 5% of the lots of vials in 13 states were creating the majority of the adverse reactions and death. And she mentioned the lot numbers for, I believe it was Pfizer, for Moderna. How do they know? Here's the question you got to ask. If they're not, how do they know? How do they know this? How do they know which lots comprise the 5%? Think about this for a second. And why haven't you heard with any degree of specificity how they know? Eric the Tech, did I lose me? Did I lose you? Okay. He's not even reaching for the microphone. He just said no. Sorry, he's busy over there. So when you look at what's going on, again, just to reinforce, you go back to Tuesday, and there's dates and information in the first hour on Tuesday. This is kind of an extension of that. It tells you that none of this is about health. This is a depopulation agenda. This is a look. I listened to the entire interview with Greg Hunter. This is about killing those that they can kill off, and how they're going to do it, of course, and how they're doing it. Yeah, maybe 5% of the lots are contaminated, right? But and causing adverse reactions there. But look at those numbers of autoimmune deficiency. They know this, again, from an MIT study. The first shot, 30%, it hits your immune system. Now this, you may survive what is labeled as SARS-CoV-2, but you're not going to survive the flu or influenza A or B or whatever else they might toss at you or handle it well, I should say. Because it's a very narrow, whatever they put in this juice is very narrow. And she does explain that, as well as Karen Kingston and others. They do a great job explaining that. You can find this information. But when they tear down your immune system, what happens? You're more susceptible to what? To everything else. And including you become a carrier for SARS-CoV-2, the bioweapon. So they give you a bioweapon and you're transmitting the bioweapon. And if you're unlucky enough to get that 5%, well, hey, you know, now you got additional problems on top of the problems that they're giving you already. So again, this is not about your health. It never was. This has been in the planning stages for a long time. I was sent this in the closing moments of this hour. I guess this kind of sums it up, what I'm about to, or what you're about to see. It's just a really a three or four minute clip out of an hour interview. I've received this probably, 100 times by email. This is a cut from Archbishop Carlo Vigano. And again, I don't care what your religious affiliation is. Listen to what this man's got to say. It's an interesting interview. The entire interview is interesting. But you might say, well, he's affiliated with a pope and the Vatican and such. Well, he calls them out pretty good. Here it is.
It now seems clear to me that we are facing a siege on both the social and religious front. The so-called emergency pandemic has been utilized as a false pretext to impose the vaccination and the Green Pass in many nations of the world in a simultaneous and coordinated way. At the same time, on the other front, not only do the ecclesiastical authorities not condemn in the least the abuse of power by those who govern public affairs, but they support them in this wicked plan and go so far as to condemn those who do not accept being subjected to inoculation with an experimental gene serum with unknown side effects that does not impart any immunity from the virus, to say nothing of the moral implications related to the presence of genetic material derived from aborted fetuses, which for a Catholic is itself a more than sufficient reason to refuse the vaccine. We are at war, a war that is not openly declared, that is not fought with conventional weapons, but a war all the same, in which there are aggressors and aggressees, executioners and victims, kangaroo courts and prisoners. A war in which violence is used in ostensibly legal forms in order to violate the rights of citizens as well as believers. It is an epochal war that is a prelude to the end times and the great apostasy spoken of in Sacred Scripture.
And there it is.
Archbishop, you've spoken.
There it is. And again, it doesn't matter to me what your religious affiliation is. Look, anything you disagree with there, he's citing, you know, he's saying, look, this is scriptural. This is biblical. This is biblical. And this is setting up for the end times. And again, that concludes my presentation, my first hour. I start off with the announcement of the passing of Shelley Dizdar, and our prayers go to Russ and Shelley's daughter and son-in-law and the grandchild and the team. Again, it hits us pretty hard, and please keep that family in your prayers. All right, with me now, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Folks, Q-Files, if you're not a subscriber to Q-Files, why not? Because I am, and I got to tell you something. That's like the best source of information you can get. Steve's been right along. You know, Alex Jones, for what people say, well, Alex's been vindicated. He has. Absolutely 100%. Alex Jones has been vindicated. But so is Steve Quayle. Some people say, oh, he's really out there. Well, is he really? No, I don't think so. Well, guess what? In addition to the Q-Files, which really I cannot recommend that higher than I am right now. I watch the Q-Files when it comes out, 3 times a week. And it's a premium, you know, it's a subscriber-based thing, but it's well worth the money because the information you get is well worth this. I mean, I don't know how he does it, okay? But he does it, and he brings you real information in real time, which is invaluable. And speaking of that, too, Galileo, if you haven't done so already, go to the Satellite Phone Store, get a satellite phone. You got to do that because our comms are going to go down. You know that. Our comms are going to go down, normal comms. You're going to pick up your landline. Ain't nothing going to be there. No dial tone. Remember those? Dial tones, that is. And your cell phone, well, you can't get a signal. Why not? I can tell you this. The people around the Capitol on 1-6 couldn't get a cell signal because they jammed the cell signal. But guess what? I know of two people who had sat phones there, and they had no problem. No problem whatsoever. So if the comms go down or if the comms are jammed, you need a cell phone, go to the satellite phone store. And then go on over. The link's in the program description box to Galileo. And, of course, sign up for Galileo. Steve Quayle sends out alerts. I send out alerts. Dave Hodges sends out alerts. I mean, you get a whole list of people that send out alerts. Do that. And also, while you're, as you're doing that or after you do that, go to stevequayle.com and look up Mega Drought. Oh, Mega Drought, the annihilation of the human race accelerates. Now, I got an opportunity to watch this. Steve said, you got to watch this. I said, yeah, okay. He said, no, you really got to watch this. I said, yeah, okay. All right. Well, I sat down with Eric the Tech, and I sat down with my wife, and we watched this. And we, after, I think it was an hour and just like a minute over an hour is the length of this. I got to tell you something. The information contained in here is just beyond belief. The nefarious plan. Look, the mega drought and the lack of water is just the start of things. The plan by the globalist, evil bastards. They want to kill us all. But their plan is designed to heap a never-ending cascade of catastrophes onto mankind, or catastrophes. I can go that one, too. But why would these kings of Earth, writes Steve Quayle, embark on such a reckless journey? And according to their own words, their 50-year-plus goal is to bring about world governance and to depopulate the Earth. So first hour, I talked about depopulation through a bioweapon. Now we're going to talk about it's kind of like a 1-2 punch or 1-20 punch, really. Now we're going to talk with Steve about mega drought and other things that he wishes to talk about. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. God bless you. Thank you for coming on, and I hope you're feeling better, sir.
Well, thank you, Doug. And again, thank you for everyone's prayers. I'm little by little, my blood oxygen levels coming up, all the respiratory therapy I'm going and stuff is helping. But I attribute my turnaround to the prayers and intervention of God's people. And ladies and gentlemen, I think it was months ago on Doug's program, I said, people are going to start dying that were familiar to us or something, beyond what we could even imagine. I said something like that. And then obviously Russ is ritual sacrificial killing. It doesn't mean somebody went in and stabbed him with a knife, but the background on it, that's an accurate statement. Shelley's passing this morning. Mr. C's passing a couple weeks before Russ. That's Al Cuppet. Their attempt on me, and it really was an attempt on me. A lot of people are mad it failed, but more people are glad it failed than are glad that it didn't fail. Maybe I'm trying to say that wrong, Doug, and I apologize if I'm not saying it right.
But
what's interesting, I want everyone to understand something. We watched the two needless deaths, in my opinion, of one of the mightiest warriors on the earth because they did not take this thing serious to pre-plan for it. And Doug and I have been talking, and Doug, thank you, but you can't cause someone to do something against their will. That's wrong. But you can encourage everybody to get the ivermectin, as Gary Haven had. God bless Gary Haven. I mean, if he hadn't been on top of things, you know, and also a friend of mine, Aaron's wife, the protocol that's out there that pretty much saved my life is out there for all to see. I sent it to Doug and Renee. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something. You have to have an advocate, because in those crisis situations, the bottom line is you're usually, as a spouse, not allowed to go in with your spouse, and they can shoot anything into anybody without anybody knowing. And so I just want to let you know this, that if you think this year was bad, this coming year is horrible. Now, Doug, one of the things I fought against, and I really battled seriously with the Lord for 50 years of this, how, Lord, can your word be better projected, shared, put forth, if your people just flat out don't believe the word of God, they don't believe the Bible, they don't believe we're in the end times, they don't believe there's such a thing as a tribulation, they don't believe they're going through the tribulation, and yet God right now, the insidious plans to kill the children. Remember, Doug, we talked multiple times over the years about don't lose track of the facts or when they're coming for the kids. Remember that statement?
100%.
And God bless each and every one of you. My whole heart thanks those of you who are homeschooled parents. My whole heart thanks those of you who are homeschooled kids. Doug, there are people that started listening to me when they were 5 and 6 years old that are now, you know, in their 30s. But they said they thank the Lord for what I taught them. And they were taught, obviously, about giants. So I just want to share something. The new film, The Mega Drought, it's so changed so vastly. We even had to do a new trailer, and rightly so. But I think this is really important for people to understand. Normally, when Gen 6, my production company, does a film, it can take anywhere from 6 to 9 months. And you know when God's fingerprints are on something, when, you know, in this case, I'm the producer, director, I'm on my back for the last 30 days of this film being produced, and kudos to Daniel Holdings and Scott and the other people involved, my narrative, everybody was on top of things. And what I think was interesting is that we forget when God's fingerprints are on something, God doesn't need our hand on his. We need his hand on ours. And I want to make that clear. God doesn't need our helping hand. We need his helping hand. So what's different about the Mega Drought movie is that obviously we stuck with the name because it's been initiated all over the world. But it goes into World War III. It goes into the weather modification that just in the last 24 to 48 hours has dumped with the rivers, atmospheric rivers we talk about, has just dumped 10 feet of snow in one area in 24 hours. So what the Amazon and some of the bigger rivers are to the planet, there are those streams, actually rivers, in the upper atmosphere that can be directed through all the different technology. This film is so important. I'm going to say this. And again, I don't think I'll be backtracking on these words, but this is it for me, ladies and gentlemen. It's a last hurrah. Doesn't mean that I wouldn't sponsor somebody to do a film or something, but for me, the amount of energy that's spent on these things is astronomical, not by me alone, but by a major part of me. And what is happening, Doug, and I've said this before, people can only understand the headlines of the day in the context of the day where they can embrace it. Good example, Pfizer is telling children if they take the vaccine, they'll be superheroes. You saw that, correct?
Yeah, Steve, I played that in the first hour.
Okay, yeah, but I'm just saying, the context of it, thank you for telling me because I didn't see your first hour. But what the promises that are being made are so outrageous. Now I'm going to tell you what's going on behind the scenes, and this came to me from a European source, I believe. 3 o'clock in the morning my time, 3 a.m. Still, I think that qualifies as early morning, late, I don't care. But the bottom line is the person informed me that Pfizer now is going to be buying up major internet sites through holding companies. They're going to be buying up all sources of criticism. They're going to be using dummy corporations. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, we just globally are paying for our own demise. So what I want people to understand is what you're hearing now, what you've just heard on Doug's first hour. By the way, I love Vegano. Is it Vingano or Vegano?
Vegano, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, yes.
I'd sit down with him, and I could talk with him probably for days nonstop. Because what he has just shared, and I thank you for making this statement, what he has shared about spiritual warfare, the evangelifish have no clue on, okay? They don't. Now, I'm not a Catholic, and I'm not bashing Catholics. I'm just saying people better wake up. Because I think, Doug, that where we're at right now, and I asked the Lord, I said, where's the scripture to begin today? Because I only have an hour. And that's about it. After I'm done talking here, I lose my voice. And I'm praying that I get it back. John 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. This is Jesus speaking. The night cometh when no man can work. What are you watching, ladies and gentlemen? You're watching the darkest period in the United States of America that is upon us. You're watching military heroes be thrown out because they won't take a poisonous jab. You're watching the promise of Deuteronomy that when a nation comes under God's judgment, and anybody wants to debate me on that, I know there's people that are out there going, happy days are here again, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy. Well, that's a Ren and Stimpy cartoon, and get the hell out of your cartoon mentality. And I'm sorry for being blunt, and I'm not blunt enough. If I get too blunt, bleep me, Doug. But I must work the works of him that sent me while stay. The night comes and no man can work. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching the unemployed, that the amount of people being destroyed, their livelihoods, their lives, the efficacy, I think that's the right way to say the word, the efficacy and the astuteness, and I don't need to tell you this is Jesus talking, is so on us now because we're warning you. I'm telling you, 3 o'clock this morning, Mountain Standard Time, the information was flowing into me about what they're going to do. They're going to buy up. They're going to shut down. They being Pfizer. All the money they have, it's voluminous amount. They have no contingent liabilities because before they will vaccinate people, vaccinate, W-H-A-C-K-I-N-A-T-E, they have to, the governments have to agree to putting up collateral and not allowing any court cases against them. That sounds like a deal made in the Harvard Library of Hell Law School. And those, in my opinion. So I must work the works of him that sent me while his day. The night comes and no man can work. And Doug, I would bet you that if they didn't believe that were possible to happen in their lifetime. I'm talking now again, mostly to Christians, because I'm going to say some things to Christians that are going to be pretty surprising today on this show. But again, Jesus said the night is coming. I'm telling you, the night has started. Look at how many people are out of work. And look at the timing of the impossibility of the job market with the shortage of food. Look at the story of wheat prices rising. Look at the story of lack of selection, and now it's availability and lack of availability. We're in a cartoon, Doug. We're in a simulated cartoon. You go into grocery stores, and these are giant vinyl, if you will, photographic panels of food. Remember, they're not food, and they're covering large swaths of empty shelf space. Those of you who use online shopping, you'll find that you'll get notice that stuff's been shipped, but it never comes, and you have to go to the vendor and get a refund or a credit, whatever. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen next. And here's what's going to cause people to, as they say, puddle their britches or do a Biden, number two dance on stage. That's the nicest way I know how to say that. You're going to watch pirates. You're going to watch people starting to figure out that those ships, many of those ships have a skeleton crew that have literally hundreds and hundreds of shipping containers. In those shipping containers, of which there's a million waiting to land in port, there's a lot of valuable stuff not necessarily food, but things people are looking for, things people want to buy. And I want you to imagine the Normandy landing. You've all seen World War II pictures of that, Omaha, Utah Beach, etc. I already got to walk that opening as a 12-year-old, and it made an impression on my life that I'll never, ever lose. But I want to share with you, imagine that and happening with ships being taken over and run aground on purpose, people raiding the shipping containers, and it won't be piracy on the high seas. It will be piracy on the beaches or in the ports, courtesy of the high seas. And Doug, most people would never have believed that statement. I'm going to turn it right back over to you, unless a context of however many ships and 1 million containers waiting offshore, empty shelves, and there is food in some of those things. It's canned food. It's obviously not fresh lettuce or blueberries, or, you know, but there's wine, there's whiskey. There's a lot of stuff sitting offshore. And this is the context that people would better understand, because drugs, recreational drugs, sure, there's a narco-terrorist market for that. But mark my words, you're going to see it. And it's going to happen very, very soon. And it's already happening because they're abandoning, they mean some shipping companies, are abandoning empty shipping containers in neighborhoods. So for the record, I believe the night isn't coming. I'm telling you this. The twilight of the United States of America's greatness, freedom, and liberties is over. And the political rhetoric of, yeah, we won this, Virginia, you know, Trump is coming back. All that stuff is just diversion. The core, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We have no functioning Air Force right now. In the last week, I probably heard from a dozen servicemen. You know, ladies and gentlemen, they want the SEAL community, the Navy SEAL community, all, what, 1,800 of them, I think, to take the vaccine. They're not going to do it. We've just lost 12,000 pilots off the flight line. Who's going to fly it? You just read in the Daily Mail, and Doug, I'm sorry, I wanted to turn it right back over to you, but that the Royal Marines beat the U.S. Marines halfway through a real exercise, and the real Marines wanted to, the Royal Marines beat the U.S. Marines so badly, now I'm talking woke Marines, that unprepared Marines, that they wanted, the U.S. Marines asked for a reset midway through the war games. There's a curse in Deuteronomy when a country turns against the living God that says that, in essence, your enemies will come at you one way and you will flee before them seven ways. And I think that's a pretty, what it's saying is this. Under normal circumstances, obvious victories will turn to defeat. We're seeing this now in one of the most problematic issues that I want to address, and thank you, is the fact that Putin has reconstituted or built new nuclear weapons to replace all the nuclear weapons on Russia's aging nuclear fleet beyond his hypersonic nuclear weapons. Most people don't know this, but you have to maintain nuclear weapons. We haven't embarked on that. China's supposed to have 1,000 intercontinental ballistic missiles, not just ICBMs, but nuclear weapons in the next couple of years. Now, when you're told by Willy Milley, and he's the equivalent in the military of Milli Vanilli, which was a fake duo of singers, you know, what, 20 years ago or whenever. When you're told by Slick, not Willy, but Slick Milley, don't worry, and he's the one that warned the Chinese about a strike, and he's the one that, as along with a lot of other people in our government, need to be audited for their financial ties. When he tells you, oh, they're 2 years away, China's 2 years away from Taiwan being attacked, and the Chinese head guy says a couple of days ago, get ready, we're going to war. So who do you believe? And see, Doug, this is the problem. In America, I'll turn it now to you, it's a lobotomized society that just doesn't care anymore, because there's no outrage from those congressional POSs, figure what that is. Even the Republican Party, some have warned about it, but there's no concerted effort to say what's happened to the military. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say this. People say, well, you know, it looks like the enemy's got it, all its ducks lined up in a row. Yeah, sitting ducks. So, Doug, that's kind of those are kind of big subjects, pun intended, that we're seeing is going on. How do we know what the Russians are doing? Simple. Because of the radiation monitoring stations all over through Central Europe into even the Russian Federation into China, Italy. How do we know when certain warhead styles are being moved? Because of the amount of radiation. Everything's got a radiation signature. You can't shield it perfectly. So, as we're on the show today, and it is November 4th, the year is still 2021, talking about the night has now come when no man can work. I challenge anybody to challenge me on that statement. Oh, they will on this basis. Well, yeah, I still got my job. That's the most, how should I say this, self-serving, reality-denying statement. It's not about you still having your job. It's about all those that don't. Go ahead, sir.
You know, Steve, you made a lot of great points there. And again, folks, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, and rest your voice there for a little bit. Take a breath, because I do want to point out that what Steve has been, what Steve just said here, if you want to be on the cutting edge, sign up for the Q Files broadcast. All right. We've got to support Steve, especially now and especially at this late hour. And I like to say support him because his work is worthy of that support. Believe me, I like to get my information very concisely. And he does a very good job at that. But also what he just said there is kind of like an overview of Megadrop. Now, this is going to be kind of a sales pitch, okay? When I watched Megadrop, it wasn't, at first I thought, okay, the name, you know, Megadrop, I was thinking, okay, it's going to be all like about, you know, lack of rain, water, climate and stuff. Folks, no. Megadrop is much bigger than that. And it also, you know what? What's going to come after the SARS-CoV-2 crisis? Well, you know what's coming after that, and that's the engineered climate crisis. And so, again, like a 1-2 punch or 1-20 punch, whatever, this engineered crisis, this is where – so we're softened up. We're gutted, essentially, by the first round, the bioweapon and the death jabs. And round two is all done under the umbrella – of we have to save the climate. Now, undoubtedly, there are changes, climate changes, undoubtedly. But it's not because of your can of hairspray. And it's not because of your Freon, or lack thereof at this point. Or it's not because of, you know, no. It's bigger than that. And that, when my wife and Eric got done watching Megadrop, we understood the enormity of what's going on here. So please go to stevequayle.com and click on the banner there, or Megadrop, or right in the program description box at HagmanReport.com, and make sure you watch that. And it's well worth the money. So I'll tell you what, it's like an information download by Steve Quayle. So all of this is coming, and you're right, Steve. You know, I received a message today. And the message was from somebody who really I trust and I believe in, but he's not part of the, you know, it was kind of surprising because he doesn't wear his belief on his sleeve, but his message was, with everything going on, it feels like the end times. And it surprised me because to hear him say that, because we've been saying that, you've been saying that for a long time. So I think people are starting, the right people are starting to, well, hopefully we need to wake up the right people. I'm done, Stephen. I know you are too. I'm done trying to wake up the sheep. I want to awaken the lions, because we do have a fight on our hands, and we have to think out of the box as well. I said that in the first hour. And by thinking out of the box, we have to anticipate what's coming, prepare for it, pray, be spiritually and physically ready for it, because it's gonna get very dark outside. And
Doug, it's gonna get so dark. I held off the private briefing. What people don't know, my Q Files podcast, $9.95 a month. But what you get with that is an average of 12 private briefings. And these are things that I write and attenuating with the writings of others to share with you what's the most pertinent thing at this point. For instance, I'll give you a good example. In the old pseudepigraphal writings of the book of Esdras, E-S-D-R-A-S, and Bobby H., you'll appreciate this, there's a passage there that talks about, in the last days, your women will give birth to monsters. Monsters. I want to share something. Russ is on my mind all the time, okay? Because I'm wrestling with the Lord over Russ right now. I'm glad he's with God in glory, but I'm still wrestling. I have questions. I'm looking to God for answers. That's why I said it. But I had a talk with Mike Adams yesterday, and this book was called Genetic Armageddon. This is probably, I think, the third, fourth book I wrote in the time period when I started on talk radio. And if you pay attention to the title, it's Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters. And I've been into cryptozoology for a long time, Bigfoot, Loch Ness, all that stuff. But beyond that, the alien-human composite experiments, beyond that, the destruction of the Golden Age, when you had legendary places like Atlantis, you had the legendary places of Hyperborea, which Hitler believed, you had the legendary places of Ultima Thule, you had all these legends and myths. But they all went back the time period when the fallen angelic civilizations before the creation of Adam and Eve, and when, yes, they did exist, brought God's wrath on them when they started genetically altering the creation of their time. For instance, dinosaurs. You don't have a pterodactyl laying down with a lamb, okay? You have, you know, and again, it's so crude. One of the most famous paleontologists in the world, good night, the former director of the Museum of the Rockies and the consultant for Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park, at least the first one, one of his secretaries gave him my book, Genesis 6 Giants. He looked at me, just looked at her and said, well, this guy doesn't believe in science. And she said, well, you might want to read a few chapters to find out what he believes. Well, in essence, I'm not out to convert one of the most famous, if not the most famous, paleontologists. That would be, you know, for someone else to decide. But I will tell you this, that in the alien Aztec panels, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to be seeing in the private, if you will, briefing that's coming up with Doug, the theme of monstrous, hideous creatures being born between the aliens and Aztec women is literally off the panel. It's that gross. It's that disgusting. It's that morose. And it's this genetic mixture that we're now at. And so, Doug, if I said genetic manipulation, by the way, this book was replaced by Terminated. The End of Man is Here. And in retrospect, and I'm not going to go back on what I said, I wish that I would have updated this and making Terminated, even with the subtitle, Genetic Armageddon, because it is more defined. In other words, it's the total fight and war on for your genetic material in order to specifically, racially, and individually target you with bioweapons. You know, Doug, when you and I started on your show, however many years ago, brother, you know, a long time. It was so hard for people to even understand what the Human Genome Project was all about. At that time, Dr. Craig Venter and the whole, you know, they had mapped out the entire human genome. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they tell the public. What they're looking for is the fallen one's genetic material. So when I hear about the Hydra, or I hear about these alien life forms that are in the vaccines that have all of the, if you will, the mobility and even an implied or a seemingly controlled intelligence at how they sync and link up in the body, I want everyone to understand that's what I am calling the xenogenesis gene. And that book, I don't have it handy right now. Doug, that's the one that you contributed to, and the chapter, A Box of Chocolates. In this movie, this new one, Megadrome, there has never been a time where you could show somebody a 60-minute video, you know, and say, watch this and tell me if you can argue with anything. Dane Wigington, who is just a prince of a man, laid out the geoengineering in such a way that the geoengineering, how is this, ladies and gentlemen? The day the movie gets released on Vimeo, and I'm talking about our Mega Drought movie, Gen 6, and you can go to gen6.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, they start talking about atmospheric rivers. Well, I just like to go into, you know, just do basic searches and see how many stories are on that. In other words, Doug, our movie, by that, and I believe this is true, I'm not trying to make it more wooey or anything. I'm just saying this. I was down for 30 days in the last 30 days, and still this thing got completed, and it got completed in such, and I, here's, people have to take my word for it, but people are saying this blows me away. I showed it to my unbelieving husband, and he said, well, I can't argue with those headlines because it's on the mainstream news. And then the wife would say something totally, I think, given to her at that moment by the Lord. Well, if the headlines are right, what about the science? And in this Mega Drought movie, we show absolutely the patents. Dane Wigington lays it out so beautifully as to geoengineering, what I came out with my book, Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, talking about weather modification. You know, he who controls the weather controls the world. And Doug, that's the statement. Love doesn't make the world go round. Unfortunately, it's a nice title, you know, and I remember the theme song from the movie, but what makes the world go round right now and round is the fight for planet Earth between the forces of the living God, the righteous one, creator God, and the devil who's out to destroy everything. So when I tell you one of the most woesome statements I can make today on the Hagmann Show is to basically tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they are targeting Christian parents. They have a law they intend to put in, not into effect now, but that will give them the right to come and take your children away from you if you don't agree to their vaccination. So, you know, a lot of people say, when's the time to fight? Well, the time to fight is now. The time to orchestrate and organize is now. You can't tell me 2 million people in the streets saying, you're not going to have my kids, you're not going to give kids my shot, it's going to have some effect. But it's like, even to the, how do I say this, from the least of them to the greatest of them, I'm talking in the world of perceived Christendom, or Christendom, D-U-M-B, there's no orchestrated resistance. And, you know, again, Doug, one of the things that is problematic is this. I'm going to be putting out, and I would encourage everybody to subscribe to the Q Files, and it's only for my Q Files podcast listeners, the biggest report ever done on the guillotine, the ovens, the plans. And again, you can just go on my front page, steepquayle.com, or there's the information, and sign up, because it's going to be, normally it would have gone out today, but I said to Darren Geisinger, who's the designer of it and the guy who puts it all together, and then Rhonda sends it out, we got to wait another day. Too much stuff is coming in. So, too much stuff coming in. The plans to slaughter the Christians. Look at Canada. I just posted a story. I think it was on, I don't know if it was on Geller, Pamela Geller's site, or Gatestone, or one of the sites, and maybe you saw it too, Doug. But the situation is now Islam is the lead religion in Canada, and Islam is replacing natural Canadians. Well, if you understand the ability of Western Canada to produce wheat and crops, and then Eastern Canada with all the fresh water, it becomes a commodity powerhouse. And then to the Canadians, I'd remind you that your emperor converted to Islam. I'm talking about Trudeau, or never tell the truth, Trudeau. And so now what we're being in, we're watching, you guys, is the end of not only the white race, their words, we're watching the end of civilization as we know it. The whole Biden, Millie, Austin fiasco in Afghanistan didn't happen on the spur of the moment. They were ordered to do that by the secret government, who just happens to be the same as the previous government under Barack Obama and the same national security advisor and all those people that were loaded into the State Department across the world. And ladies and gentlemen, this is an ongoing thing. So again, Doug, I'll say to the listeners today, the report on what's planned, I'll just give you the bottom line, 270,000 guillotines, the amount of ovens, the ratio of guillotines to ovens, the location of the guillotines by state, by city. And, you know, it's that important. And what and I told Doug today when I talked to him, I said, Doug, I was praying and wrestling with the Lord. I mean, I do that. I just pray and wrestle. Guess what? He wins a wrestling match, but I get answers. And the thing is that when I was praying about what I should put out for the next Q files, because I'm under the impression, everyone, our time is up, okay? We don't have time to talk about Cumbre Vieja, but I will tell you this. I also got a message late night from Southeast Asia that said, oh, brother, did you stir the hornet's nest? And I said, oh, great. Killer bees and now killer hornets. And I really did say that because they got pissed. I make no apologies for any words anymore. At the fact that I had carried the link to Hal's story, Turner, about the 20-minute earthquake. People assumed that the powers that be took it down. They did not take it down. Hal was editing, and Hal told me this, editing his own feeds, and he took it off by mistake. But during that time that went down, there was all kinds of speculation. So I reached out. Obviously, certain places around the planet are tomorrow when it's still today for me. And they say, absolutely, that really happened. When you see the three volcanoes, literally the volcano cones lining up in a row, when you look at the map of La Palma, when you see that in the minimal projections, it's going to be, you know, a nightmare when that goes off. Yet, Doug, there is no reasonable explanation for anyone who is a Christian or has been taught, I would say, a biblical-based reality by alt news, biblical sites or, you know, biblical or not. I mean, thank God for Alex doing what he's doing. Thank God for Mike Adams doing what he's doing. Thank God for you giving the platform to all of us who've been able. Tom Horn, on the verge of death. God brought him back. God's not done with him yet. Thank you for praying for him. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, the world, you cannot have an expectation of truth from anything that's in print, anything that's on TV. You cannot expect any of that to tell you the truth. Because you are cannon fodder. You are, what's that word they use for people collateral damage? And what really makes me mad is they just have collateral damageized. There's a new word, damageized. And that could be energized with damnation, but damageized. They, the leaders of the Pentagram, have just destroyed America's fighting capability. They first destroyed morale, then they started to lower the standards of fighting, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's going to go really bad. And Doug, you and I did a show years and years ago on U.S. Air Force Academy when they started turning to shamans, warlocks, they turned to priests, and now we have in California, and I think it was defeated, probably openly, but probably goes on, teaching little kids to pray to Aztec gods a human sacrifice. So ladies and gentlemen, why is it that the great, great empires of history have stacked human skulls as war trophies? It was the same in Cambodia and Pol Pot. It was the same in the Aztec Empire. Walls of skulls. Oh, and skulls and crossbones, or the skull and bones. Gee, what is skull? Listen, Doug, seriously. And I know you're listening, so I mean that rhetorically. I don't know what anyone could have or why, or should they suspect there would be any truth coming out of the media when they want 9 out of 10 people destroyed You want to respond to that? I mean, where is the expectation of truth in the dumb jeeps that think that somehow they're going to hear what I'm saying on, you know, some major network news or what you're saying? They're not. We're at war. And the night has arrived. I'm going to hit this three more times. The night has arrived. And no men can work. Sure, some men are working now, but it's only going to worsen to the point is where no man can work.
You know, I tried to set this hour up, the first hour of the show, all right, because everything you're saying right now, I somewhat addressed either in depth or in a glancing way the first hour, and that especially the fact that the propaganda that is being thrust upon people, in when they say follow the science, for example, with respect to the death jabs, follow the science. It is so, people have been so programmed is the word, I suppose, to listen to authority. And as boomers, you know, we've grown up, I think, Steve, to kind of just go astray here a little bit. I think we've grown up to, oh, if they're on television, they must have some level of authority or at least information. Oh, I'm sure they do, but it may not be, it may be just propaganda. And we've seen that all throughout history, and especially since, you know, Vietnam and forward. But anyway, so, and what you said too about, so yes, by the way, to answer your question or to answer your, to respond to your statement, there are people that have just succumbed and will not get the truth. I mean, either succumb to the big lie, another big lie, I should say, not the, but another big lie, or are just so delusional that there's no changing their minds. And what you said too, and this goes back to that Genetic Armageddon book and Terminated. You know, Mike Adams did an interview with a doctor about giving pregnant women the death jab. The mutations. Remember, I'm trying to think of that compound, thalamide. I can't remember the name of it, but it created.
Are you thinking luciferase?
No. A compound that was in a previous injection. Thalamide or something. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It caused birth defects. Well, this jab, based on the spike protein attacking and splitting the cell's DNA, and you can listen to what the interview that Mike Adams did, you're going to have this genetic Armageddon, basically, you know, based on your book, about creating monsters. And I'm not saying they're monsters. I'm not saying that. But the change of the attack into the DNA is just you can't turn that back. So all of that to say this, your books, Genetic Armageddon, which I love that book. I've referenced it more in the last 3 months than ever before. Terminated in your Q Files and Mega Drought. It all kind of ties everything together. And you know what? I'm not trying to sell anything here. I'm just trying to people, folks, you've got to go for outside sources. You cannot be, you know, don't expect to be educated by these numbskulls in social media or the internet or the, on mainstream media. You've got to go to the sources like Steve. So I want to thank you, publicly thank you. Because, you know, we're not sure we're going to have another time together. We've often said that, but it's never been more true. They could shut us off tomorrow.
And I succumbed, you know. I mean, I'm getting emails right now. Listen to this one. I had heard you are dead. If you're alive, will you please, I'm not kidding, will you please answer these questions? And, you know, they're too obvious. That's why this movie's so important, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's a pitch. It's a pitch for a movie that I believe you will see is so pertinent, so prescient. By the way, it's the best production we've ever done. And, you know, as I'm talking to you, Doug, right now, this just came into me in real time on my email. The end of the United States of America is officially here. This is by the Dollar Vigilante. All public and private companies are mandated by pedophile Joe Biden to receive the vaccine by January 2022. Excuse me? January 2022? Are we talking 60, 80 days from now? Any noncompliance can lead to fines up to 100K. But what they're not telling you is if you won't fight for your kids now, they're coming for your kids. They're coming for my grandchildren. What Gary Haven said, and Doug, I believe the broadcast we did with Gary, because of Gary, and God, he was released to give that message of the Lord showing him a giant arch bridge and people going up to the top of their bridge, bringing their children, and then throwing them off this arch bridge into the river below, killing them. And it was a living God that spoke to Gary Haven in a vision. And Gary said, Steve, I couldn't stop it. And he didn't tell all the minor details, but I like those details. But in essence, Doug, it was the Christians throwing their kids into the river. And God said, my people are sacrificing their loved ones to Moloch. Moloch. So back to the dollar vigilante. Any noncompliance can lead to fines of up to $100,000. I want to share this. All of you who have mocked the guillotine stories, all you have mocked the FEMA camps, all of you have mocked. You're either going to bow down and worship the Antichrist, or you're going to end up in one of those camps unless God delivers you, delivers me, delivers us, out of their hands and not into our hands. And Al Cuppet has a friend named Brother Bob. His visions are on the internet. You can search them. They're so emotionally disturbing. I pulled them off my site years ago. But ladies and gentlemen, they don't just take your kids away. What they do to you before they either perversely sell them into slavery, kill them before your eyes. Look, this is really happening. And if parents are letting their kids be jabbed and they end up dying in a hospital, what the hell's the matter with those people? To take a viable child, put a mask on them, suffocate them during the principal growth years, and then just shrug their shoulders, and they're not understanding. Doug, the greatest point, if I could be remembered for one thing, is this. Maybe I'll write my own, funeral thing. What do you call it?
Obituary.
No, mine would be an obituary from a guy. O-B-I-T-C-H-U-A-R-Y, my new word.
Yeah,
and I'm serious because here's the thing. And you and I had this talk. I said, Doug, how can we fight for people's lives when they don't even care enough about their own lives to at least listen and begin to say or do something? Now, listen, this is what this brother, Dollar Vigilante, I don't know who wrote it, any noncompliance can lead to fines up to $100,000. And permanent, I will tell you this, based on last night, permanent separation of the children from their parents forever. This is where the words stop and the war starts. This is where men will be separated from boys. They are coming for you and especially your children, the New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, when Klaus Schwab, the slob, said that you would own nothing and be happy for it, that includes your family. The saddest thing that I've ever seen in my life are children crying out of hunger and parents weeping out of, if only I would have listened. I'm not saying that because I'm making up this scene for a dramatic movie. I'm just telling you, I've seen, and God was gracious enough to, 50 years ago, open up the future to me. And so I don't have a crystal ball. I have a wonderful Savior and a wonderful calling who, you know, basically what he said, whom shall I send? And I said, well, I'll go. I told you, there are prayers I prayed, praying the same as they prayed in the Old Testament. And one of them was, and I wish I never would have prayed it, and I'm being honest, God grant unto me a hearing heart that I might discern this great of people. Because, Doug, when you pray stuff, God takes you at your word. And the cry of God's people heart is, can I tell you something? It's there, but I'm astonished at the silence of what they should be crying out to. And I've said publicly, Rachel at least wept for her children. We have become such a stone, cold, blooded, tolerant of evil, evangelical world that our little brothers and sisters in Jesus, they get butchered. they get scalped, and Fauci, that murderous, puppy-killing, and I want every black brother and sister listening to the show, every Mexican, every Latino, every white guy, white woman, I want all my brothers, forget the color of the skin, but the color of the heart, you understand that Fauci is as the same as Margaret Sanger. He believes in racial purity, and he was experimenting on black kids. Where the hell is Black Lives Matter? Where the hell is the outspoken rage at that? And guess what? Oh, blah, da, life goes on. Yeah. La, 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 la. You know, the band plays on. So, Doug, we just talked about it. You and I spoke years ago, and then I get an email real time, and it says, you know, basically get used to it. The end of the U.S. is officially here. I find that remarkable.
You know, and this is a deliberate takedown of the West, but in particular the United States. We've been talking about it, you know, whether it's to kill the dollar, whether it's to kill the population and take our stuff, whether it's just to destroy the freedoms that the U.S. once stood for. It's sad to me to see, again, the delusion. Steve, we warned about this. At this point, I'm not sure if I have any warning bells left. I don't know. I guess we do. Together we do. And folks, please, I say that I really would like you to listen to Steve, to sign up for his Q alerts, because that to me is the golden nugget of stuff that you need to know. Stuff that you need. And I start first hour, I said, think outside the box. That helps you think outside the box. So please do that. And also the Mega Drought, the film Mega Drought, it is worth every second. And you had talked so much about, geoengineering in this. And of course, Dane Wigington appeared in this, Daniel Holdings. I mean, not only was the information good, it was a pleasure to watch because it was so well done. So, gen6.com, there it is, Mega Drought. Make sure you get it DVD or on demand. But either way, it's a fabulous, it's an enlightening 60 minutes, 61 minutes of film. So please do that. But you know what, Steve? We have warned and warned and warned. We've got about 6 minutes left.
Okay.
We've warned, and we're here now. They are coming for our children. They're coming for us too. You know, you and I spoke. I can't remember if it's off air or on air. They're not coming for our guns. They're coming after us.
Yep.
You know. And you know what? If we don't turn our children over to them or grandchildren over to them, well. You know, and by the way, how dare we speak up at school board meetings? We'll show you. You're going to be a domestic terrorist, and we're going to haul you off to a re-education camp. And that's all you hear is the domestic terrorist angle on people who care. And pretty soon, you know, the three things, real quick, the three things, any talk of or any support of the any questioning of the election, any questioning of the vaccines, as they call them, and any objection to public policy, including but not limited to masks and mandates, that qualifies you as a domestic terrorist. So here we are. Camps are built. By the way, I was on with Wisconsin Christian News TV, John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute, talking about the main core list. It exists. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Right on Wikipedia, it's a conspiracy theory. It's not proven, but you talked about the list. He talked about the list. They exist. So there you go.
Well, and Doug, I want to make this clear. You all need tools. And what's interesting about the Mega Drought movie, it's not just about drought. It's dealing with nuclear war, the headlines of India and China, the headlines of what's going on in different places around the world right now. And let me make it simple. Everybody's gearing up for nuclear war, except the United States. It's making war on its own people. The ability to fight and respond. Now, I remember years ago, I said this, and I was told this by four-star generals and special operations, and I have no knowledge of them now because we lost track of each other, simply because I could no longer differentiate between what I could and couldn't say on my own program. And also a certain, when you get up into the four-star general realm, this is what I was told. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never worked for the military, never received a check from any government agency, but I was tapped into a world, and those of you who heard my testimony at Branson know a little bit about this, but when those guys take the time to tell you something at the risk to their lives, and also save my life numerous times, the thing is it's because the message is that important. And Doug, there's nothing more important than the extinction of the human race, so much so that Jesus wasn't just wasting time when he said, if the Lord himself, I'm sorry, didn't shorten the days for the righteous sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. That means there's no human beings. And the reason for that statement is the devil's going to say, I killed every single descendant of yours. And until that time that God says enough is enough, he's going to behead Christians. The number one group that hit the guillotines first are Christians. If you have a hard time with that, I do. I personally have a hard time with that. I have a hard time with the fact that in the book of Revelation, we're talking about God telling the people who have already been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus to be patient, and to your brethren are in likewise manner beheaded. And the beheading base, excuse me, I know we only got a minute. We only have so many.
Hang in there.
You better take it.
Yeah, let me take it. Steve Quill, and I gotta tell you, Steve, I want to thank you so very much for being a part of this program. And I know it's tough, man. You know, you're recovering from quite a wallop there. So, you know, no one knows what Steve went through. Well, a few people do, but my goodness. So, hey, brother, you know, look, man, we stand behind you. We stand beside you. We love you. And, you just take it easy. All right.
Blessings to you. Yeah. And to each and everyone. Thank you for your prayers.
All right.
God bless everybody.
All right. That was Steve Quayle. And of course, you know, keep Steve in your prayers. Look, you know, I don't even know what to say anymore. You get one hit after another, you know, you wake up and you just wonder who's next. Now, again, with that, and Steve did the right thing, man. I mean, he was hit. I really believe that there are things out there that, folks, man, you have to ask yourself, why are godly men like Russ Dizdar and his wife Shelley, you know, why? Why is Steve, was Steve affected, the way he was, and others, Tom Horn and such? You know, I mean, you look at what's going on. I don't think any of this is coincidence. I really don't. But I'm going to leave it right there because you can read between the lines and such. Folks, at this point, I want you to think outside the box. I want you to get prepared. Please make sure that you are supporting your immune system. Make sure that you have in your pantry extra food. Make sure you have your ammunition purchased. Make sure you have weapons. Make sure you have, if you don't have a generator and you can afford one, make sure you have that. Make sure you've got like an EMP shield. Make sure you've got extra stuff in case something breaks. I know that sounds like, you know, a warning. It is a warning. It's an advisory. But think outside the box when you walk through your house, walk through your apartment, walk through your house, whatever, and look around. If you're if you need light bulbs, get light bulbs because they may not be available. If you need batteries, get batteries. Candles, whatever. But just take an inventory. Do it now. January 4th is the day that the Biden regime has laid that line down in the sand. Hey, everyone's going to get it, right? Everyone's going to get the jab. the businesses and frontline healthcare workers. Yeah. I want to see how that plays out. I really don't, but I can tell you it's not going to be good. Hope this made sense to you. And yes, Steve Quayle is still alive to the emailer. So, folks, I want you to have a great night. Get some rest. Rest up. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. May God bless you and protect you today and in the coming days. Good night.